is our democracy at stake in a society in which people do not read, don't watch television news, don't listen to the news on the radio?
I would say that there are millions of people who don't do any of those things already, and you don't need every single person to be invested in every single area or every single pillar of society for it to be useful. What you need are people who are invested, a large proportion who are invested and care and all of that stuff. And as long as that happens, that's fine. Not everybody needs to be engaged. It would be great if everybody was, but that's not going to happen.
You know, another thing we hear about is with the technology, the ability...
By the way, the comparison I would make is to voting. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we had the same voting turnout as they do in Sri Lanka? You know, 75-80%?
Absolutely.
We don't. You can't force people to be engaged. People sometimes don't care, and they leave it to others. It's those others that need to make sure that they're engaged.
Absolutely. You know, we also hear about this this business about tailoring our content to our own likes and dislikes, and the ability to do that with technology. Does that prevent us from being informed about important issues which we need to know about, and how do you overcome that problem?
In what terms exactly do you mean?
Well, there's all the talk about how broadcasters, newspaper publishers, journalists talk about tailoring content, how the consumer can tailor their content online so that they just view or read topics that are of interest to them and block out all the rest. My question really is, does that ability prevent us from being informed about important issues which, you know, we need to know
about? Sure. You're talking about something that we've been discussing for years, the idea of kind of creating your own newspaper.
Right.
Or, you know, there are various different versions of this. Google has a section where you can personalize Google News. What I like about that particular thing is you can personalize it, so I'm getting only important stuff such as Britney Spears, Balloon Boy, or whatever. And, John, I know that's what you love.
You've been talking to my fans.
but they also force you to read what they think are the top important stories according to the Google algorithm. And I think let people drill down and be as specific as they want, but force them to do a little bit on the top, and I think you'll be fine. And we'll see. And by the way, this idea of personalizing everything, people are too lazy to actually do it on a regular basis.